So good morning. I'm Dino Conciatore from CSCS. This is my first speech at APIX. Last year I just be. So some words about the Swiss National Supercomputing Center. It's located in Lugano. It's a unit of the ETH Zurich, and our flagship machine is Pizdaint. An hybrid Cray XC5040 is number 8 in the top 500. You can see a view of the Lugano Lake and here from ETH in Zurich. This is a view of our building. So it is in front here are the main offices. And behind here is the machine room. This is the inside of the machine room. This is Pizdaint. And behind you can see some normal islands. Some word about our cooling system. We are taking the water from the lake at a deep of 45 meters, where the water temperature is all year long at 6 degrees, and with around 3 kilometers of pipes, we are cooling down all the infrastructure. So let's start with the site report. We are running 3 VOs, Atlas, CMS, and LHCB. Everything is shared on our systems. We have around 6,000 job slots, single core and multi core, for a total of 70K expects. We are just running Arc as middleware, no more creams, and the cluster is fully puppetized. We are running over InfiniBand network, and we have two bridges, InfiniBand bridges, connected to internet at 80 gigabit per second. Something about the storage. We have around 4 petabyte of storage for Dcache, and we are running a GPFS for the Scratch system. You can see here a schema of our infrastructure, storage infrastructure. Every server, the cache, or any kind of storage server have the same configuration. We use the central SAN of CSCS for everything, and everything is connected via fiber channel, fully redundant. Some numbers of our cluster usage in dwell times. You can see that the shared infrastructure is working well. So when some VOs are not running for any reason, the cluster is, in any case, fully utilized from any others. This is a view of the services. So you can see 3 arcs. We have Slurm as scheduler. And everything is connected to the GPS Scratch file system. We are running 3 BDII fully redundant with Keep Alive D and 2 VO box, one for Atlas, one for CMS. The main services are centralized at CSCS, so the Puppet central storage, the login nodes, monitoring. We are using, of course, Nagios. We are Graylog for all the central logs, Elasticsearch as that for the database, and we are also using Grafana for some kind of dashboards. Some services are virtualized on the central VMware infrastructure. something about monitoring. So since 1 year, we started as a small project to collect all the information of the scheduler and the job completion, everything on Elasticsearch. In this way, we can build a nice view of the status of the cluster. And we are using PySlurm to get the information about the scheduler. And also, in addition to the normal job completion, we also added the job comp Elasticsearch. That is a nice plugin for Slurm that send the information of the jobs directly to Elasticsearch. And you can query how much you want the Elasticsearch cluster without problems. So something interesting that started my colleague Miguel Gila last year is LC on Cray. So we are trying to consolidate everything on the big machine, so all the jobs of LSCB running on the normal cluster also run them on the big machine. The goal is to run the job without changing anything on the workflow, so normal submission via Arc. Then the job are constrained inside some containers with shifter. And CVMFS is running native on the node. Here a little bit more in detail how it's working. So the job are coming from the arcs, send on the machines. We have some dedicated node on the Cray for this project. And the only issue, the main issue was to run CVMFS on this machine because, So we tried to run it in mini mode, but the only successful story was natively on the machine. So in this way, we can now run production job on the machine. So CVMFS now is an image on the scratch file system. So every time when a container is running, it will get the data from the XFS file system on file on the scratch. Okay, so if I have time. Something we have to deal every day is massive file creation, for example. Last week we had this issue again. CMS was generating around 1 million files every minute. So, and they ran out of quota in not so much time. This only affects CMS, because we have some quota for the users, and so the other VO are not affected. Some other interesting thing are Slurm Fair Share. So we are running around 10K job in the queue, so. And cache is also a complex configuration for three VOs. Here are some links, and okay, if you have questions.
I'm interested in this project, LHC on Cray. I assume the worker nodes have outgoing network access.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Because otherwise it makes things very.
Yeah, we have public IP on each machine.
Can you give us some details of the Elasticsearch cluster?
Yeah.
Machines, how many machines run?
Currently, we have H8 machine with around 32 giga each, and around 2 billion messages. We are keeping online 3 months, so around 2 billion messages. But we are going to expand it. We will buy around 12 nodes to expand it and to keep online 1 year of information. Also Matrix, because we are trying to consolidate everything on Elasticsearch, Matrix, logs, and information there. If you want, later I can.
So is there any question? No more question? Okay, thanks again.